Sports. I'm Jason Dinesen. Golden Gopher women's basketball beat Green Bay on Friday in the first round of the NCAA tournament 75-58 at Williams Arena. The Gophers trailed for much of the first three quarters before outscoring Green Bay 30-9 in the fourth quarter to pull away for the win. Guard Mara Braun on what changed in the fourth quarter.
We just know how to make each other laugh and loosen each other up, and so that's what we did. We knew we had to do that going into that fourth quarter, and the crowd was amazing too.
The Gophers move on to play Ole Miss on Sunday afternoon. The Minnesota Timberwolves lost to Portland last night 108-104 at Target Center. Minnesota was playing without Anthony Edwards, who missed due to knee inflammation, and Naz Reid, who missed with a knee sprain. The Wolves are at Boston tomorrow night. The Wild play Dallas today in a possible preview of a first-round playoff matchup. Wild goalie Philip Gustafson.
Yeah, you know, Dallas, we used to struggle against them, and you know, last time I think we got them. It was a long time since we played them, but you know, it's always a fun matchup. You know, it's always all out hockey, and you know, it usually comes down to the wire.
The puck drops at 3 p.m. in St. Paul. In the PWHL today, the Minnesota Frost are at Vancouver. Minnesota State Mankato men's hockey has advanced to the NCAA tournament with a 4-1 win over St. Thomas last night for the CCHA championship. Tonight, Minnesota Duluth visits Denver for the NCHA conference tournament title. Hamline women's hockey plays Norwich of Vermont today in the quarterfinals of the NCAA Division II hockey tournament. Minnesota wrestler Max McAnally will wrestle for his first national title tonight at the NCAA Wrestling Championships. This is MNN.